bump, let the bass drop.
are you ready to do the podcast now?
I am. Ooh, it's a struggle today, though.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast, and it's Johnny and Stephanie. And Stephanie, I've noticed that you sound like a 14-year-old boy going through puberty.
I do. It's very unfortunate. And I know when it just like decided to leave me, this voice of mine, this weekend, and now it's working its way back very slowly.
It's never good when something like that happens. You were reading a story. This is something we didn't get to on the show, but you were reading a story about a comedian who died.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually scroll to get to it. Where are you at? Where are you at, story? Here it is. So a comedian died on stage this past weekend. His name was Ian Cognito, and he was performing in England. He's 60 years old, and he just collapsed in the middle of his stand-up routine.
He was just doing stand-up and just all of a sudden dropped dead and died.
So, like, the irony about this is that he was pronounced dead at the scene, and he had been joking about dying when he had collapsed. So I'm sure everybody in, the place, they're like, it's part of the bit.
Yeah, it's all part of the thing. This guy's just doing this, and wow.
It's freaky. And, I mean, I don't know if he had this thought, but you ever hear about just people who predict their own deaths? Like Amy Winehouse was one of those. I think like Heath Ledger, I feel like he kind of hinted at something in an eerie way too. And it's always so strange when something like that comes about, because you're like, did you know that this was, how did you know that?
So he was just talking about like how people die and things like that.
I don't know if he, I don't really know much about the comedian, but maybe he has struggled with health issues in the past. So maybe he was just like, yeah, I'm probably going to die like any day now. And then literally like happened.
I mean, he's 60 years old. So sometimes you never know when you're around that age.
And
but
that's not even old, but
no.
Still like you've been alive for 60 years. So you never know what could happen.
Put yourself in that room, not as him, but put yourself in that room. What do you do in this situation? So we've seen a lot of live performances. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of, stuff. And if somebody's just talking about that and then they do that, at what point do you realize this is no longer a joke?
I know, because, it's that awkwardness because as an audience, you're probably laughing at that time because you're like, oh, he's messing with us, you know? And then, I don't know, it'd probably take like a solid 30 seconds to a minute to be like, wait, what's going on right now? You know?
See, me, it'd probably take longer than that. I'd probably get to the point where I'm like,
this is a joke still,
right?
Right?
You're letting the joke go a little too long there, buddy.
Now it's awkward.
Then I'm like, I may start the slow clap at that point. Ooh. And then
they'll be like, you're a terrible person.
And then somebody break out the poking stick. And then
like,
what's going on here, man? You all right here, buddy? And then, you at one point will be like, okay, this is not a bit. This is, this guy's actually possibly dying, whether it be a heart attack or whatever he was dying from. But then you got to totally flip that in your brain and be like, go into CPR mode and try and do all that. But that's crazy stuff.
Well, especially, that's such a weird way to die, to be right in front of everybody, just be like doing your thing and bam, gone.
But there's a lot of people, especially that are performers, that are like, I want to die on stage.
That's what I want to do. Yeah, what you love to do.
I've seen a lot of singers say that. They're like, I want to die. Like, I'm going to die at this point. And not really predicting, but they're like, I will die on stage.
Yeah. I mean,
doing what I love.
I mean, I guess if he's got to go, then that is the ideal way for him to go, as long as, I don't know, he doesn't. I don't know. Weird things happen when you die, so you just don't want anything embarrassing to occur or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You want it to be exactly the way you wanted it to be. And I don't know if he was really planning on that
being part of his.
I don't know if he didn't have any more jokes at all, and then he was like, "This is how I." You know, it finds to be very ironic.
Yeah.
That he's talking about death as he dies.
He's like, and that's all, folks.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man. Oh, man.
I don't even know what else to say about it because it's like a weird, touchy subject. But at the same time, I'm like, well, he's a comedian. So, I mean, in his afterlife now, he's probably like, that sucks.
Man, if I had only told him that other joke, maybe I'd still be alive.
Right.
But that's a crazy story. But, you know, you can always hear crazy stories and things that we talk about all the time on the morning show. Or on the podcast. We talk about all kinds of things. I've noticed we've talked less food lately in the Brunch Time podcast.
Yeah, you know, why not death?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That's a good thing to
we
have.
We like to brighten up your Monday.
Yeah. But feel free to subscribe to the podcast if you'd like to. We would love for you to do that. Also, check out everything we got going on at 983thecoast.com, and we will be back tomorrow, and hopefully your voice will be back as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's wrong with
I don't
it?
Know what. I'm a real boy.
I'm a real boy. See ya.